at this point in our story, Rabbi Yeshua set sail with a ship that has 60 rooms, and each room has place for 60 people, and he's going to debate the Chachamim in Yavon. The issue that he has is that he doesn't know where they're hiding, where their hideout is. So the Gemara told us the story that he goes to the butcher and he tells him he wants to buy a head for a zuz. The guy, he says, no problem, and he gives him the head of an animal. And he says, no, I meant your head. He says, oh, I didn't realize that. You're my slave. He says, what could I do? He says, well, you have to show me where these people live. He says, but if I show them to you, they're going to kill me. He says, okay, you walk there with a bundle and you rest your bundle there, and then I'm going to know where they live or where they're learning. What an interesting story. So there's two very, very strong questions that we have to address. One is, why did Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya have to go this backwards way? If he's already going to pay money, let him go to a guy on the street, say, I'll offer you a few dollars, tell me where these guys live. Why does he have to go to a butcher and a head of a behemoth? This whole story seems a little far-fetched if he's just trying to get some directions. Number two, and this is more important, let's say that that was the only way he could do it. But why do we have to know about it? Why couldn't the Gemara just say that he went and he found the Chachamim? Why do we have to know that he found them through butcher and the whole story? There obviously is a message that is meant for us. We're learning the Gemara 1,000 years later. The Rabbeinu Rav Ashi put it into the Gemara. Means that this part of the story is negea to understand the whole debate. So we have to learn this, so we have to understand what lesson, what's going on over here, what are we supposed to take from this part of the story. So the truth is that the explanation to this part is a beautiful biur. The Maharal in his Chidushei Agadas, he addresses this question. You have the copy in front of you, we're not going to read it all inside. I just want to point out, you go to the left column. Let's go to the left column on page Kuf Chof Aleph, the top paragraph. And you'll see about 8 lines from the bottom of the paragraph, where the line that starts the word Shaloi Kados. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was very nervous. He said, even if I trick my way into the fortress where these people are hiding, Lom yedabru imoy. Why should they even talk to him? Kiven shuba aleim shaloi kados shaloi kalocha. In other words, even if he gets in, what's he going to do that's going to make them talk to him? They could just say, we're 60, you're one. They beat him up, kick him out, kill him, who knows what. His big question was, even if I get in, even if I find the directions, I have to do something that's going to make them talk to me. That was his cheshbon. And the story with the butcher is the key to make them talk to him. Why? What's the connection between a butcher and then talking to him? Now, you could read the Maharal inside, but I'll explain it to you outside and try to paraphrase what he's saying. We all know that at the time of the Baal Shem Tov, when the Chassidus was beginning to be revealed, there was a big problem. There was a big division in Klal Yisrael between the Chachamim and the Amaratzim. You either were very, very smart, or you were very, very simple. As a matter of fact, there was Amaratzim Shul, where they would say Tillim, and there was Talmidei Chachamim Shul, and they looked down. And the derech of the Baal Shem Tov was to make a bridge between the Anoshim Pshutim, the simple people, and the Talmidei Chachamim, to focus on the Neshama. Lahavdil, because everything between Yidden and Goyim is Lahavdil, in Chochmas HaOilam, there were at that point especially, there were two distinct mahalchim. The people that were involved in Chachma, they felt that life was only about Chachma, not about the way you act. It's purely everything is about Seichel, to be totally out of the world. And if you were somebody that wasn't involved in Chachma, so you didn't do any Chachma, you either were very, very grub or into Seichel. There was zero in between. The Chachamim of Yavon, they obviously cut themselves off from the rest of the world. They were in a hiding place, in a cave, wherever they were, for 60 people with guards. They obviously did not want anybody there. It means in their eyes, if you had Chachma, you don't interact with anybody. That wasn't you stay separate. You're just, you know, you're thinking philosophies, you're coming up with ideas. And therefore, by definition, there's no way they're going to interact with him. There's no way he's going to bring them down. In order to get them to talk to him, he has to show that the derech of Torah, the derech, real chachma, is to bridge the gap. The people which are in the world, they have to, their head, that you have to also have seichel, someone that works also, l'havdil, also has to learn Torah. And for example, someone that learns also has to be poel ba'olam, right? There has to be that bridge in between. So he goes to a butcher, and he tells the butcher, for the whole story with the dollar, with the zuz, his real message was that if your head is not involved in seichel, and you're just involved in olam hazeh, so you and a behemah are the same value. Your head and the behemah's value is the same thing. If you want to be a ben odom, if you want to have value in your life, you have to show me the way to the chachamim. You have to also have seichel. But the problem was, he says, that if I go to the chachamim, I'm going to die. Because again, those days, the moment you got involved in seichel, you left Olam Hazeh completely. So he had to tell them, no. There's a bridge. There's a place where you taka bring your pekel, you taka bring your bundles, you taka bring your seichel, but leave it at the door. Rest over there. His message was as follows, according to the Maharal, very, very deep. He was trying to impress the Chachamim inside with this message that he brought from outside, that he brought a butcher that rested his bundle, was that there is a limit to Seichel as well. That even the Seichel is not the ultimate. There is a place where the Seichel has to be put down. There has to be a Munah. There's a place where Seichel is put down. There has to be involvement in Olam Hazeh. There has to be a bridge. True, the Anoshim Pshutim have to come to the Chachomim. They have to realize that it's not just about flesh. You can't just be a butcher, a behemoth for the rest of your life. Your life is not just about a piece of meat. You have to realize that there's a lot more to life than these type of things. But that also sent a message to the Chachomim that they also have to come out. They also have to realize that Seichel has to have Midoy, Seichel has to come out and deal with Olam Hazeh. Which this is Bechlolos, and this is very important. The whole Shita of Yiddishkeit, Ubefrat Chassidus and Chassidus Chabad, there's a famous Hayoyim Yoyim, where the Rebbe brings down that what does it mean, Tchias HaMeisim and Avoides Hashem. And the Rebbe says that Seichel in its essence is mace, it's kalt, it's dead. Seichel by itself is just cool, calculated, calm. The Nazis, Yamach Shemam VeZichrom, are very smart, very organized, everything ran very efficiently. They killed people in a very calm, cool, and smart manner, everything with a Seder. Seichel in itself is kalt completely. The idea of Tchias HaMeisim is to take kalt Seichel, to take Seichel and be mislabish it in midos, that it should have excitement. There should be a s'eirus in the Seichel itself, which that's the idea when you learn Chassidus, that Chassidus Chabad, that your mind becomes open. There's the Seichel vert lichtig, the Seichel vert varim. And that's be'etzem, what he wanted to impress on these Chachamim, that they had to deal with him. They had to realize that their whole derech hashkofa of what Seichel is off. Seichel is not to be kept just locked up. Sai the butcher made a mistake by thinking that you could just be a butcher Olam Hazeh on Seichel. And Sai the people which were maskilim themselves, the big Chachamim, they have to realize that Seichel itself, without coming down to Olam Hazeh, is also a mistake. That was the first change he was poil on the whole Ashkofa. What is Seichel for? That the ultimate purpose of Seichel is like Yemois HaMashiach, Umola Haaretz Deyas Hashem. Seichel, the Deyas Hashem doesn't remain outside. The whole goal is that the world itself, Umola Haaretz, should be Deyas Hashem.